I field a lot of hockey questions in my work, and I can get them from around the world or across North America. Some are extra challenging, while others are actually fun for me. Anyway, one of the fun kind came in earlier this morning by way of a message in my Coach Chick fan page, and I'll paraphrase. This coach says, "I'm going to be coaching a U19 girls team this year. We start our camp in Lake Placid soon, eating, sleeping, and training in the Olympic Center with plenty of team bonding. Any suggestions?" Of course, the problem with any question like this is that I'm far away and I'm not totally up on this coach's players. With that, I thought I'd write back with some things that the coach already knew, but nonetheless, things that we all need to be reminded about. For sure, the coach has a captive audience there in upstate New York. So I suggested he take advantage of that and use every opportunity to do a lot of off-ice stuff before taking to the ice. I mean, there should be plenty of time each day or evening to do some classroom. And he could also surely get in some off-ice physical work. And I'd especially recommend he walk through plays with the girls. I know I can actually talk for a long time about handling this situation or that one, so that's why I'd suggest this coach take advantage of having his kids there as the captive audience and patiently walk them through important tactics and strategies under relaxed conditions. Backing things up a bit, I intimated that the coach might develop a system that's built around his girls' individual and collective strengths, and I'd ultimately force opponents to deal with those. I've always felt that a simple system, perfected with close to perfect execution, is far better than a lot of complicated stuff that our players have difficulty grasping. After all, variations can be built into the simple system later, and gradually, as the players truly master their basics. Then I added one of my favorite sayings, and something a lot of coaches tend to forget, and that's that our X's and O's really have to be performed by human beings. In other words, a team's play is only as good as its players are as good as they are smart and skilled. And think about that one, coaches. As I closed my portion of the conversation, I apologized again that I was probably only rehashing stuff he already knew. At the same time, I didn't think that it hurt if any of us are frequently reminded about the things I just mentioned. That might be the case with the podcast listeners right now, that you knew most of this, but you were still helped by the reminder.